Vitarāga bhaya krodha man maya mām upāsitā bahavo jñāna tapasā pūtā madbhāva mām.
So I think I can speak in English. Is that all right? Nowadays, ladies, they can understand. This is the process. Madhavam agat. How are this human form of life? Is meant for going back to Krishna, back to home, back to God. This Krishna consciousness movement is giving information to the people in general how to make life successful. What is that successful life? To go back home, back to God. This is not our home. This material world, this is foreign country. We are just like, I am traveling all over the world. My home is in India, but I am going to so many countries, Europe, America, Canada, Australia, Africa. But my home is in India. This is a crude example. Similarly, we are all part and parcel of Krishna. Omaivan Bhuti Guru, Krishna says, all these living entities, they are my part and parcel. So Krishna is Satchitananda Vigraha. Krishna, his body is not material body. Those who are thinking Krishna's body as material, they are called Maya. But actually, Krishna's body is not material. The evidencing that Krishna knows past, present and future. In the material body, that is not possible. It's like I had my previous body in my previous birth, but I don't remember. If somebody asks me what you were in your previous life, it is very difficult. Because death means forgetfulness. We are not dying. So far we are living entities are concerned, we are not dying. Na hanyate hanyamane sarire. We do not die. This is a disease that we accept a foreign body, material body. And the foreign body is a machine. Just like you have got a car. You can ride and drive on the car so long the machine is working. But as soon as the machine does not work, you have to change your car. It is like that. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtate brahman sarvabhutani jantrarulani maya. Jantrarulani. Ishara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is situated in everyone's heart. And He is giving us the facilities for material enjoyment. Because we have come here, we have come to this material world for sense enjoyment. Krishna bhuliya jeeva bhogavan chapar pasate mayatare japotiya dhar. This is a simple poetry given by a Vaishnava. As soon as we want to enjoy life independently, immediately maya captures. So, this is simple presentation from Shastra. It is understood that Krishna, who is sitting within your heart, He knows what you are doing. You cannot conceal anything from Krishna. Anumanta upadrashta. The Paramatma is described as upadrashta, seeing everything. So, because we have come to this material world for sense enjoyment, Krishna is giving us chance. All right. Sarvasya chaham vidishan nidishta matta smriti kya jnanam apoham. Krishna says, I am sitting in everyone's heart, and because the living entity wanted to do something for his sense enjoyment, he gives the chance. All right. Here is the chance you can give. But actually Krishna does not want it. But we want it. We want it. And just like the father says, my dear boy, you do not do this. You do this. But the son insists, no, I do. But therefore father also says, all right, do it at your age. Similarly, this material enjoyment is not required. Because we are spiritual entity. We have nothing to do with this. Asamvayam purusha. We have no connection with this material. But somehow or other, we are attached to this material enjoyment. And we have forgotten Krishna. We have forgotten our home. We have forgotten our real identity. Therefore, Krishna says here, Vitarāga bhayaprodha. Vitarāga bhayaprodha manmaya mām upāsthita. If somebody understands that this is not my home, I am wandering in these foreign countries. That is knowledge. But those have no knowledge, they think that they are this body. Jasnātmi buddhi kunapi iti dhākuti sadhik talatra disubhoma ijyadi jatīth buddhi salile nakarhiti janesu avijne svayava gupa. This is animal concepts of I. I am this body, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am American, I am Christian, I am Hindu. Right? This is all bodily concepts. Svayava gupa. These concepts are applied is animal concept. Just like a dog. He does not know that he is spirit soul. He cannot understand. Aham Brahmasmi. He cannot understand. It is in the human body one can understand that I am not this body. In human body can understand what is written in the Bhagavad Gita. Tathāti hāntara prāti. You have to change your body. You do not know what change is going to be. But you have to change it. How? There are so many bodies, cats, dogs, demigods, and so many others. You have to accept, according to your karma, karmanādaivanatre, by the judgment of superior authority, and according to your karma, irreducible. So, this is the problem of life. And in the human form of life, there is chance of understanding what is the problem of life. The problem is that I am eternal spirit soul, Aham Brahmasmi, I am not this one. That is called knowledge. Nowadays is called of the technical knowledge. But try to understand what is the technical knowledge. In Boston I was invited by the Massachusetts Technical Institute. So I asked them, all the students, what is that technology? That when this machine stops to work, what technology you have got to get this machine again working? Have you got any department? So they could not answer that, but they were very much attracted, and we are now sending our representatives all over the world to the scientists. Here is Dr. Tarun Damodar, PhD. He is from California. He has passed his chemistry. He has written one book. So, in Manipur he was invited by many universities, schools, colleges. So this movement is not a sentimental movement. It is a scientific movement. It is the most elevated scientific movement. If you are scientist, you can question, here is scientist present, he will answer it, scientifically. Don't take this movement as something sentiment, authorized movement. We are speaking the science which is given by Krishna, the supreme authority. So here Krishna is giving the idea how you can get out of these material entanglements. Vitarāra bhayakrūt. In the material life, we are attached to four things. Ahāra nidrā bhaya. Bhaya means fearfulness. So the fearfulness must be there because we have accepted this material body. There must be always, we must be always afraid. Not only we, even the small ant or birds and beasts, everyone. Sadā samudra samudra-vigna dhiyāṁ asat-grahāṁ. Always full of anxiety. Why? Asadgraha. Because we have accepted this body. Asat. Asato maram. Sadgama. That is the basic thing. Don't keep yourself in this asat materialism. Sadgama. Jyotisgama. Tamasoma. These are the basic things. So here, Krishna says that many people, bahavo, not only one or two, Krishna says, bahavo jnana tapasa, jnana knowledge, and tapasa, austerities. So, this human life is meant for jnana and tapasa. Then it becomes purified. Jnana tapasa puta. Puta means purify. We have to purify our existence. This is human activity. Just like we are training. We are training our students how to become purified. No illicit sex life. No intoxication. No gambling. And what is the other? No meeting. You have to purify yourself. That is the injection of all Vedic literature. Tapasa brahmacharya no. Samena dameena va. Tyagina satta sautra bhyan. Jameena nivameena va. So, if we don't take to tapasya and don't take to knowledge, then this human form of life is what? That is Krishna consciousness movement is meant for this one. So, today, Srimati Radharani birthday, Radhasthani. So, he called you for meeting. This Radharani, about some Radharani. Because this Radharani is the source of spiritual inspiration. Source of spiritual inspiration. Aparayam itastu vidhine prakritim para jiva bhuta mahavaya prakritim para. The apara prakriti is this material one. Humi rapa narova. And there is another prakriti. Para prakriti. That is also mentioned here. Madhavam. Madhavam means the nature in his Krishna is. In this material nature, although Krishna is there, but we do not understand. We cannot see Krishna. That is material. Forgetfulness. But when you remember Krishna even in this material world, then it becomes spiritual. Just like this temple. This temple is the opportunity of remembering Krishna. Here is Krishna worship. Here you can remember Krishna. Here is the image of this temple, the chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So, that is called Mamupasthita. Mamupasthita. They are taking the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. And one maya, and all is thinking of Krishna. And vitarāga bhaya krodha. Rāga, we have got some attachment. This material attachment. But, as soon as you become attached to Krishna, he will be detached from this material. That is, bhakti parasāna bhava virakti annatrasya. That is the taste of bhakti. Bhakti means when you are advancing bhakti. Bhakti karsanu bhava virakti annatrasya. That is the test. The example is just like when you are hungry, you are giving some food, you are eating, huh? Voracious. But when you are satisfied, he'll say no. No. Similarly, when you get Krishna, then he will say no more. No more material existence. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the point of realization. Nalhalangala jalangala sundari kavitam majaga dhisa tava. He says, I don't want these material riches, dhanam. Everyone is after money. Money, money, money. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, na dhanam. I don't want. Na dhanam, na dhanam. Don't want followers. Everyone wants to become leader and some follower. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, hey, what is the use of becoming leader of this world? Na dhanam, na dhanam, na sundarim kavitam ma. Everyone wants very beautiful, obedient wife. He says that outside. Then what do you want? Mama janmani janmani shari bhavatad bhakti rahit kintai. It is so pleasant. It is so great a pleasure that if you come to this bhakti platform, if you realize little, then you forget all these things. Shami jitakhosmi varam najas. Just like Guru Maharaj said. When he went to the forest for getting some material profit, but when he realized God and he saw Krishna, Vishnu, yes, Vishnu wanted, now he takes benediction, whatever he wants. He said, Sami Pitathosmi, Varam Najasa. Sami, I am not Krishna. So this is the position that Janglam Dhaka Puramalapam Mannati Nadi Sankar. So if you take to Krishna consciousness, then these are the reasons. Vitarāra bhaya krodha. Krodha means when we cannot satisfy our senses. We try to satisfy our senses just like the jackal. He wanted to eat some grapes, but jumping, he could not get. Then in krodha, he said, oh, it is useless. It is power, done. So this krodha, in the absence of sense gratification, there is krodha. Kamayaka krodha, rajaguna samadhi. So, Krishna says, manmaya, being always absorbed in me. Manmaya. Maya. Vikarati maya. When this like one thing is covered with gold, it is called sarnamo. Similarly, when we are now materially covered, when we become covered with Krishna consciousness, that is called manmaya. Manmaya. Always thinking of Krishna. How it is possible? Manmaya mam upasita. When you take shelter of Krishna, Krishna is so kind. He gives you shelter. He says, sarva dharmān parityajya mām ekaṁ saraṇam aham tvā sarva pāpebhyo mukkhyo. We cannot become Krishna more. So long we are sinful. Jishan tu antagatam papam janaram kunda karmana tri danda mahanin mukta bhajanti mahavidabhata. So these are the forms. So one has to become manvaya. By taking shelter of Krishna, one has to become absorbed in thinking of Krishna. That is not very difficult. It is not at all. You simply chant Hare Krishna mantra. You'll be manmaya. It is so nice thing. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yotiva. Kalu Nasriva, 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 Nasriva. So our request is, everyone is present here. Today is Radhashtami, so pray to Radharani. Hare, Hara. This Hare, this word is Radha. Hara, Radha. Radha or Hara. The same thing. So, Hare Krishna. So we are praying to Radharani. My mother, Radharani, and Krishna, Hare Krishna, O Krishna, O the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, the same thing, repetition. O Radharani, O Krishna, Radha Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Hare Krishna, the same thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. O Krishna, O Krishna, Radharani. Hare Rama, the same thing. Again, Hare Rama. Rama is also Krishna. Rama is Rama, Rama is Balaram. They are all Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare. So, this repetition of addressing Radha and Krishna, Hare Krishna, is to pray, my dear Lord, and energy, the spiritual energy of the Lord, kindly engage me in your service. That's all. I am now embarrassed with this material service. Please engage me in your service. This is good sense. We are servants here. We are engaged in so many services. But it is not giving us comfort. Natrapanopashanti. The service which you are rendering to others, they are not satisfied, I am not satisfied. This is material service. But, if you give service to Krishna, sarpamapi yastra dharmastra prayatiru mahatobha. Little service can save you from the greatest danger. This is the point. Just like Ajame. Ajame, in his boyhood, he was Brahmana. He was giving service to Vishnu. But in young age, he became a victim of a prostitute and he fell down. But at the end, Ante Narayana Smriti, when Damodut was coming and was so fearful, he did not know whom to take shelter. But he was attached to his youngest son, whose name was Narayana. So he thought this Narayana would give me protection. So he asked him, Narayana. But at the same time, he remembered that that Narayana, I sometimes give service. So immediately Narayana said, Sarpam api yaksa dharmasya prayate mahatobha. So, it is our duty therefore. That is the thing, that is the duty of human life. To become Krishna conscious. That is stated here. Vitarara bhaya krodha manmaya mam upasana. Bahava. It is not that one or two, many. Jnana tapasa. Jnana, that is required. Knowledge and tapasa. That is human life. If we remain just like cats and dogs eat, sleep and have sex life, bring children and die someday. This is cats and dogs life. This is not human life. Human life is required. Manmaya mamupasana. Jnana tapasa. Puja. To become purified by knowledge and tapasa. Tapo ridvam. Jena satyeta sutra. So, the Suddheta Satya, that is the statement of Rishabhya. Everyone. We have to purify our existence and get out of this repetition of birth and death. That is such a service. So, we shall pray to Radharani. What is Radharani? Radharani is the pleasure potency of Krishna. Pleasure. Parashashakti Jirudaiva Sriyat. The Supreme Lord has many potencies. Natastakajam karanam chanita. Therefore, he has nothing to do. He has got so many potencies, just like big man, a rich man, he is sitting. But his energies, his potencies are working, big, big factory. And he knows everything. Similarly, Parashakti Vibhija Isyoti, he has got many multi potencies. One of them is his pleasure potency. Pleasure potency, he also wants pleasure. So when Krishna wants, Krishna is Parabrahma, he cannot enjoy anything material. He has to create the source of enjoyment by his own spiritual potency. That is Radha. Radharani is described in the Shastra. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vidhiti Alladini Shakti Atma. That is Krishna's Alladini Shakti. Krishna, she gives pleasure to Krishna. So, she is very kind that today Radha Ashtami, if you pray to Srimati Radharani, therefore in Vrindavan is she. They are first of all glorifying Jairadhi everywhere. Jairadhi. To glorify Srimati Radharani. So, if Radharani is pleased, he will be able to approach Krishna very easily. And that is the goal of our life. That is the goal of Vitarara Bhayakrodha Manmaya Mam Upasita. Mam Upasita means you cannot take shelter of Krishna directly. You have to take shelter of his potency. Krishna is therefore trying to help us. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Ji. He is within. He is called Chaitanya Guru. He is purified Krishna. Buddha Yogam Dadani. He directs these people. And so long he cannot, then he sends his representative, the spiritual master, the Guru. You can ask through the spiritual master about Krishna. Just saprasadhara, lower person. So in this way, we have to be absorbed in the thought of Krishna. We have to take shelter of Krishna. Then, if you take shelter of Krishna, this jnana, Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayajita, Janayati Asu Jnana. Janayati Asu Bhajyadam Jnana Chajadam. The same thing. Krishna in speech, Krishna is within you. Simply, you have to take shelter of Krishna. Always thinking of Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama. Thank you very much.